Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Stack it up, like dominoes. Point it out with an F, cut it down like a bodyguard. What I'm on is way better. Came up, now I'm way better. Told myself they try to stop me, knock them down like Mayweather. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. Paid my dues and I came up, now it's time for me to set it off.
Hot damn,
what's that? Seem the guard that I hear now. You the one that used to hate on me. I don't really want to hear now. I'll take all the praise though. Don't be caught with your head down. Pressure on like it's game time. Better man up when I touch down. Whole team got a rolling bus down for the night cause we light it, yeah. Top floor with an elevator, that for the whip that I'm riding. Parachute with this new drip, I'ma show you how to get fire. Watch out, somebody pass me the lighter. Ooh, we about to set it on fire. Never heard a story about the nigga we got the pot to piss in. Trying to prove a point to everybody, buddy. Not let nothing, nothing, I ain't worried about a hater cause he ain't equipped. I ain't got the time, well I got people that can handle it. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up like dominoes. Point it out with an F, hunt it down like a bodyguard. What I'm on is way better. Came up, now I'm way better. Told myself they try to stop me, knock them down like Mayweather. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. Paid my dues and I came up, now it's time for me to set it off. I want a bigger house and a plane with it. Got a pilot that came with it. Into such things I can't get it. Own the bank and I bank with it. Bad boy, now take that. Fast lane in the Maybach. Make a wish at nighttime. Shoot star with a rave at. Money sent, they can tell every time that I walk by. Every time my girl, you know he famous. He might throw it all out. But then they see I'm on my business while a nigga ball out. But he gon' hate it except tomorrow cause he know he all out. Never heard a story about a nigga we got a pot to piss in. Trying to prove a point to everybody, but he not let nothing, nothing. I ain't worried about a hater cause he ain't equipped. I ain't got the time, but I got people that can handle it. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up like dominoes. Point it out with an F, hunt it down like a bodyguard. What I'm on is way better. Came up, now I'm way better. Told myself they try to stop me, knock them down like Mayweather. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off. Paid my dues and I came up, now it's time for me to set it off. I'm a king, I'm a star, I'm a bold, I'm falling off.
Hello and welcome. This is the Atomic Drop. My name's Tarek, and thank you for joining me. We kicked off this week's show with none other than R-Truth, Ron Killings, and his song Set It Off. Came out on Valentine's Day. What was that? 2 weeks away? The week that I was off, the week that I was sick. That came out. And Truth said that had a brilliant week. His WW24 documentary has gone up online. I say online, on the WWE Network. And also, like, it was Saudi Showdown yesterday. Like, I often say that on this show, we're a pro wrestling show. For those of you that listen to the first time, this is Atomic Drop. We come to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block in my fantastic home studio. And I often say that we celebrate wrestling through audio. So, like, we kicked off with Ron Killings. Coming up, hopefully, it'll be the Atomic Drop, which is a collection of songs, sounds, mashed up promos. Just if you know what we do, then you know what we do, and if you don't know what we do, stay tuned and you'll perhaps like it. But yeah, this week, R-Truth, Saudi Showdown, was it number 5? Super Showdown, not Saudi Showdown. The show in Saudi Arabia, Truth was involved in a gauntlet match, and yeah, I watched it live, because thankfully it started at like 5 p.m. UK time. And it's always good to watch live wrestling without having to stay up in the middle of the night. But watching that match, and I thought, because, you know, things in Saudi don't always go to plan. You know, like Mansoor's unbeatable in Saudi Arabia. And I thought, they're gonna let Truth win this. Unfortunately, it was not to be. He was taken out by AJ Styles. But the people had Truth had the crowd behind him, so it was a good week for him. He's got feature, yeah, he's got a feature documentary on the network, which I haven't watched yet. I'm going to try and watch it this weekend. But always highly entertaining, multi-talented, R-Truth Killings, and I'm R-Truth. I'm absolutely on board. He has in recent weeks. He has just absolutely nicked John Cena's moveset. And he's been doing the five moves of Doom, and I'm on board because I do miss John Cena. Although I don't have to miss him for too long because tonight, 28th of February, John Cena makes his return to USA. He's going to be on SmackDown. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if they're going to set up a WrestleMania program for him. This is, as I've mentioned, this is the first year in the last three that I'm not going to WrestleMania. But looking at some of the shocking results from yesterday and the matches we're looking at, I think it might be one that I'm better off watching at home. I've got to soften the blow. Of course, it's better being there live. You get to go on holiday. You get to be in an arena full of like-minded individuals. But you also get to sit in an arena and watch Goldberg versus Roman Reigns. Surely Goldberg has to Goldberg beat The Fiend yesterday. After months of building up The Fiend, we had Seth Rollins who got changed. Seth Rollins went through a marathon match. You know, he hit him with a toolbox and all sorts of business. He couldn't beat him. Daniel Bryan had an incredible strap match with him not too long ago. I thought Bryan was going to beat him. He couldn't do it. Goldberg does like three spears, and it was meant to be a jackhammer, but it looked like a float over suplex. And Goldberg wins. He's the new, is it the Universal or WWE champion? I think he's the Universal. He's the new Universal champion. And they've got to put Goldberg and make him, you know, defend it in an elimination chamber. You can't have Goldberg main eventing. That's when he came back. And I often pride myself on this show by saying this isn't about opinion. But at the same time, it's my show, so if I want to flex my opinion, I can. I need to vent a little bit. I've said this previously. I never cared about Goldberg during the WCW days, mainly because I don't think I was watching back then. I think it was one that, like, it was during my period away. Like, during a lot of the Monday Night Wars, I was away from wrestling because I was still heartbroken that it wasn't a shoot. But, yeah, I didn't care for Goldberg then. I don't particularly care for him now. I saw him a few years ago. The match he had with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania was fantastic. Explosive, short, sharp, simple. But at the same time, we could see that Goldberg couldn't hang. Goldberg just can't. He's a 53-year-old man, so all credit to him. But if you haven't got the gas in the tank, how are you going to main event or have one of the top... I don't think he's going to be the main event, but have one of the top matches on the card for a guy that's going to struggle to be in there for 10 minutes. And Roman's going to take the heat for this. Everyone's going to say, oh, it's another Roman Reigns match that's terrible. If it is Roman and Goldberg, if that's the way they're going, I don't know. I can't see the future, but that seems to be what all the dirt sheets are saying. But without further ado, I think we should get to the Atomic Drop, because I'm just going to complain about all the results from the Saudi show. The last thing, actually, in regards to WrestleMania, it doesn't look like Daniel Bryan's got a clear sort of path for WrestleMania. I'm desperately hoping that this is the year they give us Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan properly. It's undeniable that the two men have an incredible amount of chemistry together. So, fingers crossed, at least let us get Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus on this WrestleMania card. And that'll appease some of us, you know, different minded fans. But it's a show you should, you know, be entertained. Don't get too stressed about it. I'm not too stressed about it. It also is AEW Revolution tomorrow night, but I haven't really been following AEW. But I do believe that is the Dean Ambrose, the John Moxley, Chris Jericho match for the title. So is this the time when Jericho finally loses the title? You'll find out tomorrow night. But now it is time for the Atomic Drop. Thank you for picking this podcast, and you'll see why it's different from everything else. So we celebrate professional wrestling. I've said it before, through music, largely. Music, songs about wrestlers, songs sung by wrestlers, entrance themes, although we have kind of shied away from the entrance themes because I found too many good songs. But we're going to get back into the entrance themes, we'll get back into the mixed up promos. All you need to do is turn up your system, whatever you're listening to this on. Just sit back, relax for the next, I think it's going to be about 20 minutes or so. And enjoy the selection of music and sound. We call it the Atomic Drop. The Atomic Drop, celebrating professional wrestling. This week we are kicking off with an artist called Guppy. And this song is quite simply called Pro Wrestler. We'll
I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am. I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am. And I'll break every bone in your body, just like you broke my heart. I'll smash a chair right into your head, and we're all gonna call it on. I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am. I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am. And I'm dressing up real gaudy. I'll probably wear a cape, so I'll look freaking awesome when I put my fist right into your face. I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am. I'm a wrestler, I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a wrestler, yes I am.
Professional wrestling. We'd sit in front of our black and white monochrome telly, watching the professional wrestling on ITV. And sometimes we'd have beans on toast for tea. Other times it was Heinz tin spaghetti. Kendo Nagasaki took to that ring. My dad muttered, now here's a thing. A beggar's never a native of Japan. Probably Scunthorpe or the Isle of Man. Professional wrestling. I can look, said my mother, eyes glued to the screen, as she watched Jackie Palo strut preen. Then Mick McManus climbed into the ring, and my mother exclaimed, you can see everything. Yes, says Dad, his arse couldn't be larger, disparaging his manhood by his sarcastic father. And as soon as the adverts came on, remember it's ITV, the old man said, Pidge, do you want a cup of tea? Mum said, just half a cup. As I sat beside her, giving her a hug, there was Kendo Nagasaki, Big Daddy, Giant Haystacks, Jackie Palo, Alfie Hayes, Mick McManus, Brian Glover, Pat Roach, Eddie Hamill, Crusher Mason, Les Kelly, Honeybun Simba, Sid Cooper, Ray Sinclair, Joe Keegan, Jan Kovacs, Terry Downs, Prince Kahuli, Johnny De Silva, Sheikh Youssef, and Johnny Quango. Professional wrestling. It's a golden age of professional grappling, where people worked as if it was some commercial chapel. The pantomime of male pride in fighting. It's the golden age of which I'm writing. Professional wrestling. Professional wrestling.
Just like in life, everything evolves. And what you see in this ring before you is the greatest example of evolution you will ever see. Ric Flair, 16 times heavyweight champion of the world, the Nature Boy, the greatest professional wrestler of all time, a living legend. Woo! A class and a and a style like no one else. Take it from me, there is no one better than Ric Flair.
I agree with that. Like it or not.
And all of the things that Ric Flair represents, I am today. I have taken all of those attributes and I have put them into the ultimate package. I have put them into a body that every man out there wishes he had. And every single one of you women out there wants to be with. And you get the greatest ring general of all time. You get the best that there is. You get the game. You get the world heavyweight champion.
He's a real assassin, all right, folks.
Trust me. Trust me when I tell you that there is only one diamond in this business. And baby, you're looking at it. And you have to look to the future. And I look to you. Dave Bautista, 6'5", 325 pounds. Of genetic stopping power. Unbridled destruction. In a war, when all seems lost, take out your biggest gun and you blow them all away.
At least you can do that. I can tell you that.
And Randy Orton. The business is in his blood. Third generation superstar. The man has every gift that a man can be given.
Right.
Raw genetic talent. Randy Orton is the diamond. Randy Orton is the coal that will be squeezed into the next diamond. You see, in life, everything happens for a reason. It's just a natural process of evolution. You see, and if you don't have what it takes, then evolution will leave you behind. So if you wake up one day, and you're lying in a hospital bed, and you're all beat up, and you're wondering to yourself, what in the hell happened? Then there's just one answer for you. Evolution has just passed you by.
It's gonna be a slobber like the motherfuckers. Woo! Warriors, take the road. Get the fuck up, say the no. Put this shit, roll back. One more quicker like bad and blind. Stay in the black, walk within the brush. Stay in the tombstone. Fall is on, break a bow, beat up a girl. Hit the uniform. Bitch, my friend, get the fuck in.
Yo. youth's gone, must have missed it when I blinked way. Left team, but it's all I have a hinky. Set sail, say they'll catch it to the past. But who'd have knew the magic when it last? Fuck, cause everybody knows about dusty roads. Jordan's game 6 winner when he struck your pose. How a bleached kid got us wearing grungy clothes. Jesus, man, it sucks to be old.
And there are times I feel so far.
I'm a relic in a new age. Hate life, always longing for the good days. Back then there was something in the air, and knew it seems I struggle just to care. Shit, but everybody knows about dusty roads. I am Mike in the real deal, bloody lobes. G-funk, happy hardcore, Muggsy Bogues. Jesus, man, it sucks to be old.
And there are times I feel so far. Tried so hard to keep it all at bay, but still it keeps me holding
Tiny's trying to tap. come in from that side of the ring and then finish me with a classic jackhammer.
Building up his muscles, hoping he can piss tonight.
Piss tonight, 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 tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Going to a discotheque, gonna shake those hips, oh my. Entering, time to rumble, try to kiss the other guy.
Was the legendary Hot Dad with a song about the new Universal Champion Goldberg. You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. To give you a quick rundown of what you've heard over the course of today's show, we kicked things off with Guppy and a song called Pro Wrestler. That was followed by Brian Harris and his pro wrestling rap. We then heard Triple H basically introduce Evolution to the world. That was he had some musical help there from DJ Premier. We then heard a song called WrestleMania by a band called Backhand. Then we heard a song called Everybody Knows About Dusty Rhodes, band, or the act is called Simmons Is Old. That was followed by Cheap Pop and a song called Double Turn. I think there might be a chance that we have heard that song previously over the last 3 years, but it's been 3 years, so can still get away with that sort of thing. And then we finish up there with Hot Dad and Goldberg. Thank you for tuning in to the show this week. Remember, all our previous shows over the last few years now are available on Mixcloud. Just type in the Atomic Drop and you should find that some of them, actually I haven't been putting up the last few recent weeks. I haven't been putting them up on Mixcloud, I should be. A lot of our shows are on Resonance FM's Mixcloud page. Listen to our older shows to find out why. What else do I have to say? Oh yeah, we're available as a podcast, we're on Spotify, and you can email me, theatomicdrop@hotmail.com, for any sort of, I don't know, if you just want to reach out and touch me. It's not reach out and touch me, is it? It's reach out and touch me. I don't know what fucking Depeche Mode was singing. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this week. Have a lovely weekend. Hope you stay healthy in these dire times. Well, I think it's going to be all right, though. I hope it's going to be all right. And if you're watching the wrestling this weekend, enjoy it all. And until next week, take care. And ta-ta.
Reach out, touch faith.